These are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Jack Ogilby. First up, and Steve Bruce did take training today, but is expected to be relieved of his duties this week ahead of Sunday's match against Tottenham at St James's. Bruce, who met part owner Amanda Staveley for the first time on Monday, took training alongside his assistant Graham Jones on Tuesday morning, despite his future being unclear. Staveley had planned to meet with Bruce and the players last Friday, having concluded PCP's Capital Partners' takeover of the club, but both manager and the players were off due to the international break training schedule. The Newcastle boss was due to be interviewed on Tuesday afternoon ahead of his 1,000th match as a manager this weekend. However, due to the speculation over his future at the club, they've decided it's only fair to put his press duties back. Moving on, and Foot Mercato have stated the Magpies are targeting Antero Henrique for their director of football post. It's even been suggested that the former Paris Saint-Germain chief has had first contact with the new owners. Le Dix Sport contacted two sources close to the Portuguese and have been informed that Henrique is listening, but there is nothing concrete on the table at the moment. Although there isn't anything firm, the 53-year-old is said to be under consideration, and if he does land the job at St James's, Andre Villas-Boas could be Bruce's replacement. Finally, and Jesse Lingard could be available for as little as £50 million in the January transfer window if he doesn't sign a new Manchester United contract. Since returning to Old Trafford in the summer following an impressive loan spell at West Ham, Lingard has been restricted to substitute appearances in the Premier League and Champions League. That's seen a number of players linked with his signature, including the Magpies, and he could be available for £15 million come January. That's all for now. We'll have more later.